We also face another obstacle, a very narrow fertility window.
Elephants have a different reproductive cycling compared to humans. They come into estrus, in other words, they release an egg, only once every 4 to 4.5 months. That's very different from humans, who release an egg once every month. So for a human, there's 12 opportunities in a year to fertilize the woman. For these animals, it's only going to occur about 3 times a year.
And for males and musts, there's even worse news. After their 2-year pregnancies, females then spend at least another 2 years nursing their calf when they have no interest in sex.
That means they're only receptive for 2 to 4 days, once every 4 or maybe even 5 years. That is a long time to wait for that tiny little window of receptivity. So the females can't leave it up to the males to figure this out. They have a way to tell the males, to advertise that they're ready for sex. And what they do is they secrete a chemical, and that chemical is in the urine. And the males can pick up on that chemical. What they do is they put the trunk down, they sample a little bit of the urine, they bring it to their mouth, and it's kind of like tasting and smelling the chemical, and they can detect that the female is about to release an egg, because she starts to release that chemical about 4 weeks before the egg is actually released.
It is thought that the ovaries release this chemical signal into the blood and then the urine, steadily increasing in concentration in the final weeks leading up to ovulation. Only the biggest, strongest bulls, the ones with the most experience, are able to tell exactly when those precious few days have arrived.
And they have that very short time to mate with her because she's just advertised. She hasn't left it up to them to figure out. She's told them she's ready for sex.
So in those rare moments when a female is in heat, the race to mate is on. Before accepting him, she puts up a token chase. A bull doesn't need to move his hips during sex. His penis can thrust independently. No bad thing when most of his 6-ton weight now rests on his hind legs.